Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Matt Harmon, Edsar Luca, and the coach tonight, Chris Barnes, up in the box at Point Pleasant Beach, their football facility off-site at the Antrim Elementary School. It's been all Garnet Gulls. They lead it 44-0 as the fourth quarter is now up and running against the Rams of South River, who have the football first down and goal from their six-yard line. The carry goes to Doug Ryan, who will pick up about seven off the left side.
I will state this right now, guys, that South River, before this quarter starts, at about 65 yards. So all these garbage yards now against some of the backups for Point Pleasant Beach, you know, will maybe show tomorrow in the paper some higher numbers. But 65 yards of offense for South River.
It'll be Ryan again off the right side. He will have a first down as he's tripped up just shy of the 20-yard line. So it'll be first down for South River. The quarter here should go fairly fast as the clock is moving as the Gulls lead at 44-0. And just about every play now, you see a new Point Beach player coming in
and
replacing
yep.
somebody out.
Absolutely.
Middletown South after three now, guys. That remains 33-8. And just got word that don't have a score, but Point Pleasant Borough has just taken the lead from right. Northern Burlington.
Boiler up under center. All kinds of movement. The ball was actually snapped.
A lot of confusion there.
Ball was snapped, and the quarterback looked like he was walking to the sideline. They will rule it as a play, and it will go back 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and set up second and 13.
Talking about substitutions, though, knowing that from a coach's standpoint, getting some of those younger kids in a game like this, state playoff game, is a special moment for them. You know, it's a nice opportunity for them to get into the football game. Sometimes you don't have that option, especially in the playoffs.
Second down and long.
Another fumble.
More confusion.
Snap.
Yeah,
another
it's been, and it's Point Beach football.
Wow. 58. Matt?
That is Sean Strunkus, who starts at center, now gets some defensive time and pulls the football down. Now you're kind of in a tough spot if you're Point Beach. I mean, you almost didn't want the football back,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. And your emphasis not to score here. Run some base plays. If the ball goes back with the running clock to South River, you're pleased with that.
I mean, these are second team Point Beach guys. It's always hard to tell those guys don't score.
Well, yeah, yes.
Now, they're going to play hard, that's for sure. It's just they're playing against the first team defense.
It's Zach Yates, the senior who takes over at the quarterback spot. Split back set. Carry off the right side will go to number 34, Jacob DiLorenzo. Half-yard pickup. It'll bring up second and 9. Again, that clock is moving. We're down to 8.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter.
By the way, we didn't mention the crowd, but a tremendous crowd. By the way, Florence coaches have left the stadium, so they have seen enough. But these bleachers were packed, and they're rimming the fence on the beach sidelines. Even South River had quite a few people here tonight also.
On second down and long, Yates under center.
Yeah.
Movement up front. It's going to be offside against South River, and it will set up a second down and long 4 now for the Garnet Gulls.
Of course, we did mention at the beginning, we'll reiterate that this was a free admission. They were looking for donations at the gate, with all funds obviously going to the relief of the area. Pretty nice gesture by the Point Beach administration and the state who had to approve it.
Beach comes to the line here on second down and a long 4. Yates will hand it off. Stretch play here to the right side, inside the 10, inside the 5, and pushed out of bounds is Trey Watkins, who gets the carry. Going deep into the Beach roster right now.
Yes, you are, man.
Every time there's a big guy getting the football.
Deep right now, yes.
Well, you know what? If one of these young kids scores, it'll be the highlight. It could be the highlight of his career of playing football in high school if he scores in a state game.
Not only that, to have his name mentioned on the radio means
exactly
a whole lot.
You got that right.
Inside of 7 minutes, it is third down and one. Split back set again for Yates. Wing receiver off to the left side of the formation. Stretching it off to the left side here, running out of room and then getting hit hard from the backside is Marshall Gumbus again. He will lose a couple of yards and set up fourth down and just about four.
I also think Coach Wagner played this one right, guys, with removal of his starters in that third quarter. Of course, the mercy rule moves the game along a little bit. It makes it a little bit easier to make those subs. But, you know, any coach or any group of kids would love to get a zero, especially in a state game. Beach has one shutout only this year, even though they will be 9-0 now. So, and that's only because a lot of backups have finished up games.
Inside carry to the fullback, that is number 34, DeLorenzo, runs into the line, not going to get the first down, so South River will take the football over. Scoring update for you, Central Jersey group number two. Tough one going on right now for Rumson. They are trailing Wequaic 13-10, that game in the second half.
You said it too, Coach, about the defensive effort tonight. You're looking at an offensive team, again, that averaged over 304 yards per game, balanced offense, and they had 65 total yards up the last series. That's impressive defensively.
Timeout has been taken by Point Beach. We'll take a quick one as well. 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Point Beach 44, South River nothing. We're back after this quick 30-second timeout with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we are back here from Point Pleasant Beach, where the Gulls lead at 44-0 opening round of the Central Jersey Group 1 playoffs. Inside carry goes here to Doug Ryan. Bounces off a couple tackles, stays on his feet, gets to the 35 to the 40, and will get finally run down. Flag will come out. I believe it will be a face mask.
That's what it is.
Tackle made by number 82, Tanner Smith. Maybe saved a touchdown, but in doing so, got some of the face mask as well.
That run there probably doubled the total of their offense for the entire game. As I said before, a lot of these are garbage yards and will only even up the stats a little bit in the paper.
And plus 15 with the penalty. 4:47 to go. The ball now spotted at the Point Beach 25-yard line. This is certainly the closest that South River has been all night to potentially getting some points up on the board.
Without a doubt.
It could be the first time they're in the Gull territory, is it? I mean, I don't remember another time when they were inside of the 50.
I think you're right.
One other time.
Were they? Okay.
One other time. Boiler, who has stayed in at the quarterback spot, going to give it to Ryan. They'll try the stretch to the right side, able to turn the corner again, inside the 20, inside the 10, inside the 5, and will get into the end zone for a touchdown. Make it 44-6 with 4:12 remaining and an extra point upcoming. So South River able to get themselves on the scoreboard, albeit against a full set of backups against Point Beach. And I think at this point of the game, small consolation for scoring. Nobody wants to be shut out, but
again, getting those Point Beach kids on the field, great, great experience for them.
Marcio Correa is on for the extra point. The kick is up, short, and
no good.
No good. That was 3 yards short of the crossbar. We've had some ugly PATs here tonight. We'll keep it here in between with 4:12 remaining, 44-6. That mercy rule is still in effect once the ball gets kicked back off and up and running again. The spread is 35 for that to be in effect.
By the way, Hunterton Central has scored again at the beginning of the second half, and it is 28-14 over Brick Memorial in Central Jersey Group 5. The winner of that one, as we keep mentioning, will get Manalapan, who had a big lead, assuming they hold on and win.
Bridgeton has an 18-17 lead on Barnegat late in the third quarter. Shore Regional up on top, 48-12.
Over Kingsburg?
That is correct.
Wow. I think that'll be the second time they beat Kingsburg.
How much time was left? Where were they in that Brick Memorial game, Coach?
In the third, they were in the third quarter there.
Getting set for the kickoff here from South River. Short end over end kick. Fielded and taken down by number 25, Zach Scholar. And a couple of snaps here in Point Beach. If they can get a first down, they could basically run the rest of the clock out.
Yeah, my point before, guys, was, Beach gives up 11 points a game. They score 45 a game, and they give up only 11. But more than half of those points has come against the backups after the games have been out of hand. You know, they've been up 50-0. They've been up 48-0. Backups go in, give up a score here and there, as was the case tonight. So sometimes numbers and, statistics are misleading.
This is a good Beach football team. No question about it. First and 10. Inside carry again for DiLorenzo, and that will get him back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. I guess, one of the questions, Chris, and would always be with a Group 1 school who plays in that B Central division, there's been talented teams like this Beach team is, like Shore Regional has had in the past, like Asbury Park had for so many years.
Yeah.
But you wonder over the stretch of a whole season how they would do playing in a bigger conference week in and week out.
I think it takes a toll. Especially with a team that, if you can two platoon more, it adds to your advantage. It weighs on the kids a little bit more physically. You know, Ed was saying before the game, which is a great point, and good for them and good for Coach Wagner. They've been free of a lot of injury because it can make a big difference. It's tough, though, to match up week in and week out when you're seeing teams two platoon.
Second and 10. Gary here will go to number 21, Gino Antonoli.
I'll give you an example of that, man. We had a team in 207 with Tim Wright, who's now a receiver at Rutgers, and Blaze Caponegro, linebacker at Temple. But we had to play 8 individuals two ways to even be competitive that year. It was just the makeup of our team.
And that's
and
a group 3 school.
And it wore on us. And we a group 3 schedule, playing out of conference alone, Lacey, Middletown South, Manasquan, and it wore on us. It really did. As the season wore on, I think you could see it in the kids physically, let alone mentally, the last few games from week to week. It did wear us down some.
Let's put back set again here. We've got a new quarterback into the game as well. Again, around the outside is Scholar. Number 7 is Drew Napoleo. He is the third quarterback tonight we have seen.
By the way, guys, at Northern Burlington, we start the fourth quarter with Point Pleasant Borough holding a 17-13 lead. So that would be quite a story if both of these communities, of course, Beach has already wrapped it up, but if Borough could hang on with both Point Pleasant schools winning tonight, what a great story that would be.
Said, unfortunately, I think we said this maybe even last night, Ed, unfortunately, it's a year that they don't play on Thanksgiving anymore.
No,
that's
they
right.
don't.
Would
By the way, the
good football
very
game.
Interesting
yeah.
this year. Absolutely.
Long Branch is a final, guys. 26-3. Great job by the defense of Long Branch, holding a good Mattawan team to 3 points.
I kick.
Punt up in the air, fumbled, and it will be covered by Point Beach.
Wow, great punt.
Was a great punt for Zach Yates.
He needed that.
I was going to say, he's had a miserable night kicking the ball, but punting here, and that will wind the clock down as it's still running. We're at 5 seconds, and Point Beach will win a home football game for the first time in school history. They haven't played a game here since 1980, and they come away with a huge, huge victory. 44-6, the final score. We'll step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back with our player of the game. We'll come back hopefully with a quick word from John Wagner, the head coach, and start to look ahead to our plans moving forward, not just for the state playoffs, but also for Thanksgiving as well. Point Beach now 9-0 on the year. They win it 44-6 over South River, who finishes up their year at 6-4. 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Point Pleasant Beach 9-0 now all the season. They win this one 44-6. Let's find out a big reason why we go down to the field and join Ed Sarluka.
Our Clees Ocean Trophies player of the game getting his picture taken right now by Brad, our engineer, and now we're going to get him. Danny Ty. Danny, congratulations. This beach team is on a mission, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely on a mission. We're going for it all.
You got a big one, though, coming up, right, against Shore Regional. You got to refocus. It's a short turnaround.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got to keep our heads on straight. You know, we got to go on to the next game. This one was kind of a blowout, but next week's going to be way different.
You know, a lot of games have been kind of a blowout this year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a blowout.
Hey, tell us about this, your teammates back here, Sam Martano and Cochran. Fioretti every now and then. He throws the big touchdown pass tonight. It doesn't seem like you guys care who gets the ball as long as you get it into the end zone.
No, we've got to share the wealth, and our offensive line is tremendous. Those big guys up front are awesome. I love them.
They sure are. They are a big, powerful, strong offensive line, and you guys have been pointing to this year for a couple.
Yeah, definitely. Growing up across the street from the football field, watching those zero-win season, one-win seasons, I always wanted to change that, and I'm doing it now.
You are the speed back of the three. Would you classify yourself as that?
I mean, I guess, but we all have speed. We all have speed.
But you seem to have that second and third gear when you make that quick outside step. You know, not many people catching you. A couple touchdowns. You went in untouched.
Yeah, I don't know. I just guess it comes naturally. I don't know.
Pretty humble, Danny Ty, our player of the game. Good luck on Turkey Day and. You know, you keep making this run here. You may have the Shore Sports Network following you guys right to Rutgers. What do you think? That'd be nice.
Pretty sweet. That'd be awesome.
Danny Ty, our player of the game, get another quick picture there. And we will get Coach Wagner right here. I'll walk over here. Coach, real quick. Coach Wagner, pretty nice effort tonight out of your players after what's happened to them in the last 3 weeks.
You're very happy both sides of the ball. I thought we played really, really well. And again, 40's a real good player for them. You saw him at the end. When you give him space, he's a player. I thought we did a great job on defense. And I know everybody always talks about what we do on offense. We got great balance and all those things. But it really does start with defense. It always does. And I just thought the kids picked up the scheme well, and we were able to shut him down and put pressure again and made the kid throw the ball earlier than he wanted to. So that's a great way to play.
You do know that Shore Regional did win their game tonight, so both of you are one step closer, but a pretty quick turnaround now, just a few days. How do we handle this week? You got to play Thursday morning.
Well, last year we played them on Wednesday night, and we played on Saturday, and we came in on Sunday. We'll be in tomorrow morning. We'll give the kids off Sunday. We'll meet as a staff tomorrow after we scout Florence, and then we'll be ready to go.
You know, our player of the game was Danny Ty. It could have been any one of a number of players, and that includes a couple of the big guys up front. They played great tonight. You know, I asked Danny about sharing the football, and it doesn't seem like anybody cares really who carries it as long as they get it into the end zone.
Well, that's the nice thing about it. They understand what we're trying to do. One complements each other, one blocks for each other, but the reality is you have to defend the field, and if we just fed one person, if we were in an eye and one of them was a tailback, somebody might have a tremendous year, but I don't know if we'd have the success we're having.
One more thing I'll tell you tonight. It'd be great for the community here, but Point Pleasant Borough has got a lead in the fourth quarter over Northern Burlington. It'd be quite a story if both teams could win tonight for what's happened to Point Pleasant this week.
Yep, I'm very happy to hear that. I'm glad for that side of the community. And, again, it's just a great representation tonight. I think we had a real nice crowd, just going by the 50-50 number, but whatever. But anyway, again, we're just excited to put on a good performance tonight. The ninth win, I just told them, reestablish the school record they set last year, and we want to play for that championship on Thursday. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you're looking for three more wins, I'm sure.
One on Thursday will be the first one that counts.
Thanks a lot, and congratulations. Maybe we'll see you down the line.
Okay, thank you.
John Wagner, the head man of this go, quite a job he's done in 2 years, guys.
Oh, great job. I mean, it just completely has turned the whole atmosphere of the program. I mean, stands filled. I mean, you'd get that anyway in a state playoff game. But just the fact that we're here doing a state playoff game at Point Beach, if you would have said that, Chris, a couple of years ago, people would have, they wouldn't even have entertained the conversation, let alone laughed at you.
No, it wasn't really a reality prior to this, and you can just hear it in Coach's confidence in the way he speaks, you know. And it's really, you know, X's and O's, you can draw whatever you want up, you can run whatever offense you want, but a lot of it has to do with belief and the philosophy and the kids buying in, you know. And you need good players, and Coach has some good players, but you can just see he exudes confidence, and it shows in the kids in the way they play and the way they carry themselves tonight. They had a sense of purpose, and you could see it. You could see it in the difference between them and South River, especially as the game wore on. You know, and it was an impressive effort. They're a good football team. I tell you what, that's going to be exciting, that Shore Regional game. That's going to be an exciting football game.
And, you know, you and I have done the Wall Manasquan Thanksgiving Day game for so many years, and it's had so much meaning. But, boy, you could make an argument that here on Thursday morning, this will be the place to be.
Yeah, this could be one of the games of the year, so to speak, in the Shore, you know, even though it involves, you know, our smallest of schools in the Shore Conference. I mean, we're looking at a one-loss Shore Regional team and a undefeated Point Pleasant Beach team, and for all the marbles, it really means something.
So we know Shore Regional won tonight. We know Point Beach won tonight. The other part of the bracket will get filled out tomorrow with Asbury Park playing in the 4-5 matchup. And we would obviously like to see them push through. We could have an all-Shore Final Four. We've tried to keep track on some other scores going on tonight. One upset in the making is going on in Central Jersey Group 2, where Wequaic is leading Rumson 13-10. That game has less than a minute to go, and the Bulldogs still trying to figure out a way to get themselves the football back.
We also got another one brewing in South Jersey Group 5.
That is correct.
With Toms
that is
River North upsetting Eastern.
Eastern had scored to cut the lead down to 3, I believe, at this point. Right now it's 39, I think 36 or 39-35 at last check, but that looks like it's a wild game. Southern Regional was trailing Washington Township 20-19. That game was just going to the fourth quarter. So there is a ton of stuff going on, and obviously you can keep track of it tonight once we get off the air and check for all of the final scores tomorrow on ShoreSportsNetwork.com and AllShoreMedia.net. We appreciate the coach, Chris Barnes, coming by, giving us some time here tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you at some point down the line. And maybe we'll be able to not have that mercy rule and
yeah,
get some
I,
more
I would
X's
hope
and O's
so.
Talk.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to be able to do that.
Well, we do. We appreciate you coming by and
thanks,
sharing some time with us.
Love
Ed,
it.
Great job by you tonight down on the field. You can start your walk home if you want. You don't even have to come up in the box. Just throw your microphone up.
I'm about a mile and a half from here. That's it.
Well, hopefully you'd get home by tomorrow morning, the way that you look around a little bit. We appreciate the staffs of both of these teams getting you sent for this one. It's been a lot of fun being back here. It's been years since we have been back to do a game at the beach, and the Garnet Gulls certainly put forth an unbelievable effort. They win it one more time, the final score, 44-6 over South River to advance into the second round of the state playoffs, and also now 9-0 all the season. Couple of reminders for you for the rest of the weekend. It'll be Monmouth University football tomorrow. Hawks will finish up their 2012 campaign out at Robert Morris. A 12 o'clock kickoff. We're on the air at 11:45. Jets football coming up on Sunday on 105.7 The Hawk. For my partners, Chris Barnes and Ed Saraluca, our thanks back to Lauren Bajica in the studios and our good buddies Brad Bioscano as our on-site engineer. Matt Horman saying so long from the beach. The Garnet Gulls roll into the second round. You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. And for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever, Catch It, Watch It, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.